Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. But welcome to the big shoe, the best shoe on the west side, the best high school in the world. Push the magic button for Ben Davis. Wow. 244-9234-244-9234-244-WBDJ. Get in where you can fit in. And as always, SchoolTalk1 at Yahoo.com. Saying hello to my producers, because I got guests in the studio, but hello to Cole in the corner. What's up, Cole?
How's it going?
What's up, muchacho?
Yeah.
I don't know what I just said. And Michaela on the hot board, on the switches, on the levers, on the action, on the volume, on the on button. Turn back on. I'm just kidding. And off button. How y'all doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, cool, y'all. Cole, and y'all ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Anything special?
Three day.
President's Day Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you going to see any presidents? Go visit?
No.
President Trump or President Obama or President Bush or President Carter? I met former President Obama. I met President W. I met him. I've seen President Bill Clinton from about 30 yards away. And I've seen President W., his daddy's senior. I've seen him before. So that's pretty cool. Hmm. And I met the president of McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted a free McDonald's sandwich saying that. But anyway, I got guests in the studio. We're going to talk about some stuff and things today. But my stuff can wait because I got some bigger stuff. Well, it's big because they're both the same thing. They're both a student activities here at Ben Davis High School. And the thing is this. If my students don't do it or my students aren't involved, then you won't see me. Everything I do is student driven. So we got a thing we call the
Big Board.
Okay, so on the big board, WBDG's 5151 Marathon is coming up in April. It'll go from the 28th to the 30th, so it's a total of 51 hours. We'll be starting with music from 1966, which reminds me that Tuesday was actually WBDG's 51st birthday.
Woo-hoo!
So Valentine's Day, we also celebrated our birthday here.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Then the boys' basketball is Theater at Ben Davis tonight. That's senior night, so they're all going to have their boards. They're going to be celebrated tonight starting at 7. It's earlier than usual, so make sure you come out and support your Giants. As we said, February 20th, which is Monday, is President's Day, so we're not going to have any school. And then, which brings us to our guests, good luck to the Ben Davis Bowling Giants and Wrestling Giants at your state finals this week.
Hey, that's student-driven. That's what we call the
big board.
And as my awesome producer, Michaela said, in the studios, here at Giant 90.9, we had the Ben Davis bowling team in the studios. And my mama always said, ladies go first. So she's here. I got Katie. I know I should have read these before. Katie, how you say your last name?
Cade Metzger.
Cade Metzger. It says Cade Metzger. Not even Cade. See, I told you. Too much coffee. Cade Metzger. He's a freshman here on the squad. Oh, he got a long way to go. He says position is a fourth spot set up, and we'll talk about that because I don't know what that means. But he's undecided. And Katie? Is it KD?
Cade.
Like, I'm going to tell him I'll call you Katie, like Katie Durant. You know, Katie.
Yeah.
Hi, Cade. Welcome to the show. Hi. Where are you going to college?
I haven't really decided yet, but I've been planning on going somewhere in Indiana, like IU, Ball State, Purdue.
But you're definitely going to college.
Yeah.
You know what happens to folks that say they're not going to college, don't you?
Yeah.
No. I mean, really, you really don't know.
Not really.
You see her movie called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner by Sidney Poitier?
Nope.
Google it.
Okay.
But I'm coming to your house. Who's
okay.
that man?
Okay.
You don't go to college, Mr. Allen's coming to your house. What's that guy, crazy? Also, Nicholas Bowman.
That's me.
Tell me more about you. Senior, junior, sophomore?
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going to school?
Ben Davis right now.
Hey! Right. Oh, yeah. We have fun this morning, but go ahead.
But college-wise,
yeah.
Undecided? Only sophomore. I got
okay.
time to think.
So. All right. Yeah. Just make sure you go. Because yeah. I eat a lot. So, you know, when I come to your house, I want a lot of food. A lot of food. Oh, young lady's not speaking today? She's just a visitor in the studio? Well, who's my visitor in the studio? What's your name?
Madison Bowman.
All right, Madison. And sister?
Yeah.
Hey! Big time. Where you go to school? Right here. Now. And I had just gone off your brother, you know. I mean, just.
Ben Davis.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm a senior.
You going to senior? Okay, college. Where you going to go?
IUPUI.
IUPUI? Well, we used to call it IUPUI back in the day, but now it's IUPUI because Indiana University at Purdue. All my girls got IU degrees, so you're in. What you going to major in?
Forensic and investigative sciences.
Wow, I'm a former state trooper. High five. Go for it, you know. That's going to be an awesome field, y'all. She's going to be nosy. She's going to have a lot of fun. Also, I got the coach in the studio. I got this coach. And I got the coach. Wait a minute. Defending individual state champion. Ooh, we're getting back to Mr. Bowman. We're going to talk more about that. Yeah, we got Mr. Brad Reinhart, the coach and teacher of the ninth grade center. 10 years. Woo. Okay, tell me more
been
about
around a while.
All right, Brad, tell me more about you. How long have you been there? 10 years. Been in the school system, Wayne Township, 10 years?
That's 10 correct. Years? I moved okay. here from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Allen County.
And I was a teacher up at Homestead High School for a couple of years and
okay.
Met my wife. And
hey.
By the time she was working for Lily, and it was like, hey, you can either have me leave Lily or you can come teach in Indy. So I'm like,
smart man.
Yeah, she's like my sugar mama.
I know something about Lily benefits. My wife works at Lily, so
yeah.
Hey, it's a good job. And you got to go to school to get these good jobs. So you folks out there thinking about quitting school, don't do it. You know, I'm not an expert on having a college degree, but I'm an expert on not having a college degree. I can tell you everything that you'll lose out by not getting that college degree. Now, Mr. Reinhart can probably tell me the benefits of having a college degree because he's lived it. I haven't lived it because I don't have a degree. But I can tell you, I can open that page to the other side of that page, book the other side of that page, and tell you what life is like without a college degree. That's not good.
I absolutely agree because I was one of basically about five or six of my friends who didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of seen them not necessarily struggle in life, but not get everything that they were wanting. You know, maybe they're stuck in a job or maybe they're just in a life situation that they didn't have the skills to be able to cope or get through it. And, you know, with the extra education and training and just expertise is that allows you to kind of take that next step in life.
Without a degree, that's my topic. We'll get back to bowling, but education is still high. It's a different cup of beans without that degrees. You still got beans. You still got to deal with issues.
That's not as many of them.
Yeah, not as many of them. So that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother class, and I've loved it. I want to talk more about that. But anyway, we're talking about bowling coming up this Saturday. Where are you guys going? What you guys going to be doing? Jump on in. It's a conversation. Where are you going? What you going to be doing?
We're going to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay. Where? Yeah. Not Cade, right?
Yeah.
Like C-A, but you spell it's K-A-D-E.
Yeah,
K-A-D-E. Not C-A-D-E.
No.
Like Nicholas Cade. That's with a G anyway.
Yep.
Too much coffee. So you're going to Fort Wayne. What's happening up there? Tell me more.
Well, Reinhart, former, what is it? He's been there before in his childhood, so he knows the place like the back of his hand, and he says it's pretty great there, mm-hmm. and the alley's going to be a bit difficult, but we should be able to pull through, you know?
Wow. Wow. Now, this is the state.
Yep.
Competition. So you guys had to go through the regionals and you had to go through some folks. So, Nicholas, you've been here a while. What teams have y'all played to get to this point? Bowled against?
Well, all of them.
Wow. I can't hear him.
Yeah, we started off with 179 teams, pardon me, in the state. And we're currently down to the final 12.
Oh, wow.
And, so 167 of them are sitting at home right now, and they're wishing that they were in the position that we were in. Some of the teams that are going to be there are dreaded. Dun dun dun. Warren Central is going to be in finals.
Always I dreaded Warren Central.
There's a few other teams like Huntington North, South Bend Riley, Portage. A lot of like teams from Northern Indiana. A few Southern teams as well. I believe Bloomington North.
Okay.
Muncie Central, kind of like some South and Central teams in the state. So, you know, there's a very high level of competition, but we've been at the top of that level of competition the entire year.
Wow.
In the state rankings, we reached as high as number 2 overall in the state rankings. And we towards the end of the season, kind of fell a little bit down to number 8. And but we've been there all year. And, okay. You know, we're definitely one of the elite teams in this state. And for us to not go in with the mentality that we can't win this whole thing is a misconception, because we do have the talent and the skill and the mentality to go in there and do well.
Awesome. Nicholas, you indicated that you are he is the defending individual state champion. Pressure. Is there pressure on you to repeat?
No.
Cool.
I can't say there's no pressure, but I don't pressure myself. I'm pretty sure other people expect me to pressure myself. But for me, the hardest thing is the mindset.
Okay.
You got to have that mindset. Like, you can't go into something without having confidence. So if you walk in, I say this before any tournament, any time I bowl, if you walk in with the mindset of, if you have no confidence going into something, you might as well just pack up your stuff and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I live by, bowling-wise, pretty much everything I do. So I walk in there. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I walk in there with the confidence that I know I can win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just happen to have a bad day or something, it's no big deal. But I'm only a sophomore, but I won as a freshman. I'm like the second freshman to ever do that.
Push the magic button on that one. Yeah. She drank too much coffee. My producer's on. With that being said, and this is for anybody, y'all can jump in. Life skills and what you do in bowling, how much of those skills carry over to your life? Whereas the skills, the training you have in bowling, how does that pertain to your everyday living? Are they coinciding? Are they crossing over? Can you see a correlation?
Well, you're bowling, like, you have a bunch of set of rules for bowling, and they cross over into your brain to where you have, like, just a mental rules. Like, you know, don't give up, make sure you get your spares, your strikes, and all that, and that kind of carries over to your regular life. Like, you know, you got to go get that strike, so if you do, you'll get, amazing scores in life and all that. And it's just totally worth it just to be bowling and to have all those rules set into your regular life and to where you could be successful.
When was the first time, Cabe, that you really realized you enjoyed bowling?
That was probably like my second year when I had like
the 2 years old?
No. Second year of bowling.
Okay.
Sorry. That was about like when I was like 12. But
came out throwing the ball, y'all.
Yeah. I started to realize that because I had the highest average in my whole entire like little league I had, or that they had, and I just bowled in. And I really started to enjoy it because I was doing a lot better than other people, and they were having fun, even though like they weren't doing as much as me, and I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
So like, I just kind of took in what they had, and then like I just did pretty good, and I just loved it. Loved bowling.
I've already had the passion for bowling because my family grew up bowling, and my sister, we all grew up in the bowling alley. Ever since we could remember, we've been in the bowling alley just walking around. But just watching my dad bowl, it's kind of like, wow, I want to be like that. Not to brag.
He did.
He's good. But yeah.
What was it? I've seen folks bowl, and I've seen folks say they're bowling. And to watch the ones that bowl, when they throw the ball down, well, I shouldn't say, is it throw? Is
like
it
roll
the ball? Yeah, I don't know. When you roll the ball, and their right leg kind of like switches out to the left. Yeah. It's just so cool. And they get in that like a little angle after they let the ball go. It looks so cool. But that means something, though. It don't just look cool.
It's balance.
There you go.
One of the most important parts of bowling, balance.
Okay. Now, you talk about rules of the game. But before I get to your rules, bowling's not a... I mean, you guys did a little history, but bowling's not a new game. I mean, it's been around for eons. I mean, I can go back past. I did a little WikiLeaks. Too much politics. Went back and checked the old World Wide Web, and it goes back before the 19th century. And even talks about where bowling was banned for the lower class. So I probably couldn't go bowling now because I'm definitely lower class. I'm just kidding. Nigga, that's another show. But anyway, it's like, I do that from time to time. It's the coffee. But it's like, Emerson, come back. I'm back. But anyway, it's like the bowling went through so many changes over the centuries, you know. And I went bowling probably about a month ago. And my first, I couldn't find a ball that my fingers could go into. Because it's two fingers and a thumb. That goes into it. I couldn't find one that I could get my fingers into. When I did find one, it was an 18-pound ball, something like that.
15.
Ain't no 18-pound. A 15. He got a weight, boy. He's throwing a boulder down there. Man, I saw these guys throwing these little itty light balls, but their fingers could have been going into the hole. So is there a technique to holding a bowling ball?
Yeah, definitely. Is that over the past about 5 to 10 years, that normally bowling was you basically throw the ball with one hand. So you have two fingers and a thumb in the ball, and you know, the more you keep your hand underneath it, the more you can. A lot of people will say spin.
Yeah,
but it's more like the ball hooks towards the pins. That way you get better pin reaction. Over the past 5-10 years, though, that there's been some people who have gone to a two-handed bowling approach, where instead of putting their thumb in, they just use their two fingers. Mm-hmm. That way that they can actually spin the ball at a high it's called a high rev rate.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows them to be able to kind of shake the pins up a little bit more, right, and eventually score a little bit higher.
Yeah, I've seen them spin that ball, and the ball that they use is a lighter ball than my 15-pound ball, you know, not an 18-pound ball. That'd be kind of heavy with an 18-pound ball, like throwing a boulder down. I probably kicked out of the play. Why are you throwing that boulder down there? But when you speak of the rules, tell me some of the rules of bowling. Like, is there a certain where you can't cross a line, a rule line, literally line that you can't cross?
There's literally a foul line right before the lane itself that you can't cross. And if you cross it, it counts as a zero or foul. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you do get a foul, then you have to basically reset the entire pin rack, and then you have to take a second shot at the entire set of pins.
Okay, awesome. We're running this Facebook Live this morning, and my man in the corner, Cole, make sure my guests all see all my guests that I got on here. I got all my guests and stuff. Can you see all my kids? Can you see all my kids? Make sure, and my teacher, make sure you can get them all on Facebook Live. Cause I got Kendra Yates out there. Good morning to you. And I got Kurt Darling. He's a former Ben Davis student out there in the sports world. Kurt Darling, Edward Rogers. Hey, Big Ass, how's your wife? Tell her I said hi and be praying for you. Yeah, we out there. And so we got folks on Facebook. Hey. She says, hey, bowling team. Kenyatta. Kendra Yates from downtown. She works for the Shalom Healthcare Center, so she's doing some great things out there in the community. Bowling is so much fun, though. When family says, let's go bowling. And it's healthy. I mean, you get exercise. And when you guys bowl, do you feel you exercising, or do you realize that you're doing a cardio exercise?
Well, yeah, because when I started out bowling, you would start sweating because you'd be throwing, like, you know, a pound.
18 pounds.
Yeah. You're like bowling, well, it's like a tenth of your weight. So it'd be kind of hard, but like now we're our bodies are just so used to it that mm-hmm. we just don't break a sweat, and so we do other activities like we were doing the Bring Sally Up push-up challenge, the crunch challenge, and the squat challenge, and those were a bit difficult because we had to last 3.5 minutes of doing squats while holding a ball that is like 15 Ooh. Pounds. So they were a bit challenging, but they were great and fun, and it, you know, was healthy. So mm-hmm. yeah.
You adding that, Mister? Mr. Champion, here come the champions.
I don't know.
Yeah, but therefore, folks, are you wondering? So, why you're always trying to find some way to work out? Bowling is fun and it's healthy and it's family. You guys talked about being family friendly.
Yeah, it's a lifelong sport. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people. I mean, if you really think about it, that if you play some of the more popular sports here, whether it be football, basketball, soccer, stuff like that. What percentage of the students actually continue to play once they leave Ben Davis High School?
True. Yeah.
You know, bowling is a sport where you could be 90 years old out there throwing a ball and enjoying times with your friends or your family. This is, you know, something that I continue to do as an adult. I bowl in adult leagues, and you know, it's just really one of those, like, almost like a community sport where you get to know people that are in the game and you make friends that way and you continue to, you know, whether it be bowling leagues or go to tournaments. And it's just something that even I can continue to enjoy at my age.
Not to give out any trade secrets or any of your technique, but for my listeners out there, if they want to be better bowlers, what tips can you give them? I'm going to start with the champion.
Patience. You never really get worse at something that you like to do. You'll have ups and downs. You have like slumps, and I get in slumps sometimes. But you just have to have patience, and you got to like dedicate yourself kind of to the game. And but just dedicate yourself, patience. There's no way you can really get worse. You can always just improve your own game, improve your mental state mostly. Bowling is a game of like not so much physical, more than it is like mental. The hardest part of bowling is the mental game, and that's like getting frustrated if you're not striking a lot. Like,
yeah.
Everybody on the team can speak for that, but it's mostly just the mental game. So,
Katie?
I would also say for a tip is that some people I see at the bowling alley, they just run across the lane. Like, they go past the foul line all the way up the middle of the lane. I say, like, don't do that because, one, there's oil in the lane, so you'll slip and fall.
I found that out.
Yeah.
I found that out. But go ahead. Yeah, I did.
Just stop before the foul line, and then you can, like, roll the ball. Don't throw the ball. Roll the ball, as Nick's dad always says. Like, if you throw the ball, your ball won't hook at all. It'll just go keep straight, and then you'll, like, miss your target. So you got to roll the ball and let it do its motion. Let the ball do the work and not yourself, kind of thing.
Coach, how you find your strike ball?
My strike ball?
Yeah, the strike. What is the strike ball?
Well, it really depends, because a lot of people don't know that when you put oil on the lanes, which allows the ball to kind of roll without creating friction.
Don't find out the way I did, because you will slip like crazy.
And that you will. You will fall square on your tuchus. Different balls have, it's very scientific, actually, because there are different shaped cores on the inside, along with different chemical materials on the outside of the ball. That will cause the ball to either like go down the lane longer and then hook later. Maybe it hooks earlier. Maybe it's a sharp hook to the left, or maybe it's more like a curved or an angular hook. So each ball is literally made differently.
Wow.
And based on the way you throw it, can have different kinds of reactions or different amounts of hook. It also depends on the lane conditions or the amounts of oil that are on the lane. So if there's like pattern A and pattern B, that pattern A might be a little, dry on the like closer to the gutters.
So that depends on what bowling alley you go. So you go some junky, low leg, low line, low, and low. I said
holes
that.
In the walls.
But you're going to get bad. A lane could get a bad.
Possibly, but at the same time is that it's all about the, it's like those big oil machines that you see going up and down the lane.
Yeah.
Those are the things that they lay down the patterns that way. So again, like on pattern A, if you throw it in one spot, it might hook really hard to the left, but on lane B with a different pattern, it might go even straighter and not hook up at all. So it's all about finding the spot where it's basically called a break point, where where you can predict where your ball's going to hook, and then eventually hook up into the pocket to be able to give you the greatest possibility of getting a strike.
Wow. Earlier I talked about the exercises and how bowling is a aerobatic. What's that word?
Aerobic.
I need more coffee. Aerobic type of physical exercise similar to walking and free weights. It said bowling helps burn calories, works muscle groups not usually exercised. Because normally you don't throw your arms around too much, unless you flat flies or something. But so therefore you are getting a good workout after an exercise. Some of the, I got some diagrams you guys in the audience can't see, talk about, I don't know if this means anything. Dinner bucket, double wood left, double wood right, baby split, Christmas tree. Those things ring a bell. Christmas tree 2, Christmas tree 1. Those ring a bell?
Yeah, like a lot of people use those terms for when you roll the ball down the lane and it like hits the pins, but like they form like a weird formation. So like the two pins on the right and left on the back, we call them like grandma's teeth because kind of look like grandma's teeth whenever they're down there.
Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
We love you, too. But your teeth hurt. Never mind. Look like bowling pins.
Yeah.
Then the baby split. Yeah. Dime store. Dime store 1, dime store 2. Lily. They got a lily.
Yeah.
And when you leave the 7, 5, and the 10 pin. So there's different techniques you use to get different throws used to get mm-hmm. those pins.
Yes.
So how you develop those? Do practice?
Through practice, a lot of times we just roll the ball down there and we see where it hits, and then we have to pick up that spare. Like, because you don't know what you're going to get in, like, tournaments or leagues or any other thing. So, like, we just roll the ball down the lane and we just pick up those spares. So, like, the grandma's teeth, we sometimes pick up those. Like, the dimes you said, we sometimes pick up those. Wow. Another thing is just, you know, you got to get in the practice and know where to hit in order to pick up a spare.
Now, I didn't know about the jargon, and I just learned this today, this morning I was preparing for the show, because when I go out there and bowl, I say splits. I don't know what pins they are right now, but I see a splits and I try to hit that left one to go back and hit the right one, but there's no method to my madness. I'm just trying to get the ball down there, but you got to have a method to your madness mm-hmm. when you're going after these splits and coach. So how do you teach that?
Repetition. You know, it's just, it's almost like, you know, I can compare it to like little children when they do spelling words as a kid. You spell the word over and over and over. And, you know, just like any other athlete in any other sport, that, you know, if you're a basketball player, at the end of practice, you shoot 100 free throws.
Okay.
You know, because you get used to the repetition, the motion, your muscles gain memory. And so
muscles gain memory.
They absolutely do. Just like you don't have to think about putting your one foot in front of another. You know, your brain automatically thinks like, all right, if I want to move from here to here, I'm going to move my feet, and you don't even think about it. So at this point in time, if you're going to get really good at shooting spares, mm-hmm. Because spares are, in fact, the most important part of the game, that it's just about repetition. You just do it over and over to the point where you're like, okay, I know where I'm going to stand. I know where I'm going to throw the ball. I know how the ball is going to react. And it just kind of becomes like a secondary motion.
Wow, that makes so much sense. I'm running out of time. 30 minutes is not enough time. I like this topic because I want to be a better bowler. It's fun when the family goes out. You see all your friends and family together at one place. Everybody's eating nachos or eating high priced food. But anyway, but you're having a ball. You're not thinking about it. You just spent $20 on food. You could put $5 somewhere else. But you're having fun with your family. That is so huge. College bowling careers. Are you guys going to had a bowl college careers, Mr. Champion?
Yeah, I'm planning on bowling for college. People don't really know how many opportunities bowling opens up for you. I could go to college on a full ride scholarship from bowling, and most people don't know that. And bowling is huge in college, and again, most people don't know that. And it's pretty cool, actually, if you think about it.
Talk about going to college and having fun and being paid for something that you do, and wow.
Going to college for playing a game. It's pretty fun.
Is huge, and what you learn from that, as far as your life skills, Kate, college, scholarship,
yeah.
Whatever.
Like, I've already gained a few scholarships, not much, but I have. And Nick, he's won a bunch of scholarships. I know that, but
he's smiling, y'all.
Yeah, like you could also go on a full ride for college, like he said, or you could just gain like half the money you need to go to college out of bowling, you know. You could bowl a few tournaments every month, and if you win all of those, like, you will get, like, you know, $50,000 in scholarship. It's huge. Like, the junior gold that we had over the summer, we bowled against the guy who won junior gold and won $10,000 in scholarship.
Ooh.
So, like, but he beat, like, 550 people.
Smoking.
Yeah. Nick placed in the top, like, 20 out of those people, so he did very good compared to everybody else like me, but you know, there's always room for improvement, so one day I will beat him. And yeah,
like, what were you guys when I was young?
Yeah.
I mean, if I would have known that, I mean, like, the bowl has been around for eons, y'all. Mm-hmm. Years. If I ever made the connection of college and bowling, scholarships, and education in the same sentence, I probably wouldn't be in front of y'all talking to y'all. I wouldn't be here. I know I wouldn't be. Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's like, you said, okay, Mr. Allen, that's really simple. That's not really a brain matter scenario or brain. It's just really simple. But no, I'm a high school dropout, guys. You know, I had a hard time staying. We have five high schools in my hometown, Terrell. I went through four of them. And didn't finish none of them until I got in the Marine Corps, and then got smacked around by a jarhead sergeant, and I finally got my GED while I was in the Marines. Mm-hmm. But see, if I was known what you guys know now when I was in high school, I know I would have been in radio or television. I know that. But I would know more about bowling, too, and know about all the opportunities, like the STEM program, all the opportunities you got to go to college you know, when you're around the right people. So in my clothes, I always close about hanging with the right people and getting the right data, and getting the right information, not hanging with knuckleheads and getting all that stuff that you don't need that's going to hold you back, and you get a bad set of beans when you get older.
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of you guys and your coaches. Coach?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is that, you know, early in the season, we kind of had a little speed bump in the road against Central, where, you know, again, we've we know how talented we are. And it was a match where really our heads and our hearts and our, you know, everything about us just weren't in the match. Mm-hmm. And we were still able to come through.
Wow.
And we sat together at our very next practice and said, look, you know, what do we want to get out of this season? Mm-hmm. And so I just had everybody write down their goals anonymously on a piece of paper.
Say
and
it again. Write down your goals.
Yeah, wrote down our goals. And together as a team, we, you know, on there were 10 pieces of paper, and on 8 of them said, I want to make state finals. I want to win a state championship. And then they're like, all right, if this is our goal, we have to understand the amount of time and effort and mental fortitude that this is going to take in order to get there. And we've demonstrated that. We really have. And you know, this is our last opportunity to demonstrate that this year. And, you know, going into this tournament, I'm very confident. You know, we don't take anything for granted. Right. You know, we're going to come up there and, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to give it our best team effort. You know, whether, our mantra so far this year is if, you know, whether you throw every shot or whether you're riding the bench and cheering the team on the whole time, every mm-hmm. single person, they have a role, and their role is no more important or no less important than the other player on this team.
And that's this Saturday. That's just tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow, the individual portion, which Nick will be bowling in to try and defend his state championship tomorrow, begins at 9 a.m. at Pro Bowl West in Fort Wayne. And the team event begins at 2 p.m. at the same bowling center. And we'll be competing against 12 other boys teams to hopefully bring that championship home to the West Side.
Well, folks, if you love bowling, love our kids, support them tomorrow in Allen County, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they're going to bring back a champion. I know they're going to bring back a team championship, and also Mr. Bowman's going to bring back the individual state championship title this time also, because these kids are awesome. They're awesomely coached, and they're going to be bowling strikes. And if they do a spare, they're going to pick up the spare, because there's no such thing as the gutter ball. How you feel if you get a gutter ball? You probably have a condition. Probably just pull your hair out, wouldn't you, Bowman? You got to get a gutter ball. Your coach probably pulls his hair. He ain't got none, but he still pull it out. You know, I can say it because I'm bowling too. So.
with what I got left.
But I'm so proud of y'all. Nicholas, your sister's name? What's your first name?
Madison.
Madison, I'm proud of you, too. I'm proud of your mom and your pops.
She's our number one fan.
Yeah, I'm proud of your parents. You know, push the magic button for the parents. Put the magic button for the parents. Hats off to the parents, because, you know, I can get critical of mom and pops when they don't do the right thing for the kids, but I take my hat off for you, your parents, you know. They doing it right. I thank you guys for coming on. Good luck tomorrow. Not that you need it. Bolo strikes. Have fun. And thank you for coming to School Talk. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Man, I'm go Giants. You got it right. Hey, what can I say? I got to get these folks back to class before I'm in the dean's office bowling. Gutter ball. Take me out of here, Mr. Fidelita. Turn the parents and turn the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves, in others. But to give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, the future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat like the coach here. It's great to be a copycat like Nicholas. It's great to be a copycat like Kane and his sister. But remember, don't hang around with knuckleheads. And you know what? Young man, I can't stand it. I can't stand sagging. Pull up your pants. I hate sagging, fellas and ladies. How y'all feel about sagging? Nicholas, what do you think about sagging? What do you think? It's not it used to be a fad, but it's over. Okay, what do you think, Coach?
One word. Stupid.
That's my word. You look stupid. I'm not saying you are stupid. You could be an A student, but you look stupid. You just look stupid. It'd be cold outside, and your pants are hanging down. It don't make no sense.
The girls don't like that stuff, boy.
And the girls don't like it.
They don't like it.
The girls... What do you think? Wait, the girls like it? Huh? I got a girl here.
No.
She said the girls don't like it. So pull. I know. I'm tired. Just it's over. It's over. Give me a conniption. If you're Spencer School Talk, let's say if you're University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. They're my views and views of my game. So go Giants, get that state title. Bolo strikes. Strike. See you next week on. Yeah, I'll be back next week. Dr. Bus, where you at? I'll be back. I like Dr. Bus. See you next week on School Talk.